learning my unbender today. What's the question? 13%.
Of people refuse to do this for their significant other. Y'all ready to feel really silly? Here's your hint song. I ain't even got to tell you.
It's Guy Clark, The Ranch.
I'm going down to Austin, Texas. I'm going down to save my soul. Get that barbecue and chili. Eat my fill and come back home. I'm going to take my baby with me. We're going to have a high old time. We're going to eat till we get silly. Sure do make a beer taste fine. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Whoa, my mama, starve your belly and backbone bumping. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Whoa, my mama, eat it every day if I could. I know a man that cook armadillo, tastes so sweet he calls it pie. I know a woman make pan dulce, tastes so good it gets you high. Get them enchiladas greasy, get them steaks chicken fried. Sure do make a man feel happy, see white gravy on his side. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Whoa, my mama, starve your belly and backbone pumping. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Whoa, my mama, eat it every day if I could. Got fried okra, beat anything I ever saw. I know a woman cook arito, it must be against the law. We gon' get big old sausage, big old plate of ranch-style beans. I could eat the heart of Texas, we all need some brand new jeans. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Whoa, my mama, starve your belly and backbone bumping. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Whoa, my mama, eat it every day if I could. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Whoa, my mama, to stop your belly and backbone bumping. Whoa, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Whoa, my mama, eat it every day if I could.
Justin and Malone in the morning.
Middays with Andy Meadows.
Shane Hollinger for your drive home.
And Ben Ryan at night.
Better music.
Bigger personalities.
On the Sound of Texas. 95.9.
The Ranch.
Forget to pray. No, don't forget to pray.
A lot of people must have gone to the Railhead last night. A lot of them must have gone to Del Frisco's for the whiskey dinner because we played a hint song for the morning mindbender that was a dead giveaway.
I thought so. 13% of people refuse to do this for their significant other. Now, it could be dirty on the front end. As Malone asked, is this answer dirty?
See, I think you're setting this up for license.
Could be dirty on the front end. Could be dirty on the back end. Could be dirty the entire process. It just depends on how you approach this task.
Morning Mindbender brought to you by McCormick Law Firm, the injury attorneys. 682-444-4444. That's 682-ALL-4s.
Is it laundry?
It is not laundry.
Getting closer, though.
Change a baby's diaper.
It is not change a baby's diaper.
It's dirty at the front and the end.
That's pretty funny.
Or the entire way through.
And you make a strong argument, but you're still wrong.
Using someone's toothbrush.
I am firmly in that camp. I would never let a significant other, or anyone else for that matter, use my toothbrush. Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
But your significant other would?
She probably would, but...
Does she like you more than you like her?
We've been together for about 10 years.
You avoided the question. Smart man, except not smart enough to win the mind bender. Not correct, sir.
Gotta be pop pimple.
Ew.
Good answer. Wrong answer, but good answer.
Have you seen the doctor who does the pimple popping on TV?
You know what? I have seen that come up on the guide. Usually skip over that.
I see. I get sucked
in. That's terrible.
Is it give up your phone password?
It does not give up the phone password. Okay, let's just revisit this.
Mm-hmm.
The hint song we played was Texas Cookin'.
Yeah, by Guy Clark. There's a lot of things in that song. Mm-hmm. So pick one out and make that your guess.
13% of people refuse to do this for their significant other.
It's a Morning Mindbender brought to you by McCormick Law Firm, 817-877-1959 if you know.
I've always been in love with things that kill me.
The Ranch, it is the Morning Mindbender brought to you by McCormick Law Firm, injury attorneys, 682-444-4444, 682 and all fours.
This is a better survey than the music meeting we have every week when it comes out to finding out about what Ranch fans are like.
You always wonder, behind those perfect-looking relationships, what really goes on?
How far are you willing to go? And we found out this morning. But the question remains, 13% of people refuse to do this for their significant other.
Crap in front of them.
Pardon you? That's what they make doors for, sir.
Thank you. Not correct.
Hi. Is it wiping their significant other after they've used the bathroom?
Well, hang on. We'll hear more about this. Is this something that had gone on in your house?
No, this is not something we have going on in my house.
Have you ever been asked by your significant other? Boy, I really kind of...
Were you opening yourself up here, Mom?
Yeah. Has he ever requested that you wipe his,
No, I mean, jokingly he has, but I mean, in reality, no.
You guys sound like a laugh a minute in that household.
Has he ever requested that you kiss his?
Well, oh, of course, all the time.
Cooking for their significant other.
Cooking is absolutely right, you good, clean, living Christian woman.
However, did you get that from our hint song of Texas Cookin' by Guy Clark?
I actually was trying to call earlier and couldn't get through.
Now, do you do the cooking? Does he do the cooking? Who does the cooking?
It kind of depends on the day. He probably is a better cook than me. I'll admit that wholeheartedly.
What's your name?
Shanna Blankenship.
What is the thing that you will not do for your significant other? Obviously, cooking for him, no big deal. But what will you not do?
I'll do pretty much anything for him. We've been together for 22 years.
Now, this woman just called in and said, wipe his dirty old keister. Is that on your list of things to do?
That you would do.
I wouldn't necessarily want to do it, but if he needed me to, yes, I would.
In what circumstance would you need someone to wipe your ass?
What fairy tale land did y'all meet in?
Let's get back on track here. You're going to see Roger Krieger.
Yay!
13% of people refuse to cook for their significant other.
Shanna, we'll see you Friday night at Billy Bob's, Texas.
Sounds good.